This is Growing the Game with Ballsy, and it's brought to you by our fine sponsors, Paul Waldo over at Royal LePage, the home expert team. Give him a call, 306-502-5355. It's also brought to you by David Dubé and the Concord Group and Pizza Hut out there in Saskatoon, and brought to you by Wheel Estate. If you have a travel trailer you want to rent or rent one out next camping season, check them out online at wheelestate.ca, and all their rentals backed by a $1 million insurance policy. I'm joined on the phone by Zeljko Stefanovic. He runs the South Sask Selects football program out in the Moose Jaw area, but it's for the surrounding area. It's based in Moose Jaw, though. And Chris Errico out of San Antonio, Texas. We'll get to Chris in a second, but Zeljko, I'm going to start with you first, and let's talk about the South Sask Selects, because football in this province is not just kind of in 4 months. We've kind of developed it here now.
Yeah, absolutely, Ballsy. Like this is our seventh year doing this, and we're just gearing up for our winter training program, our winter football program. So, we started in 2011 or 2012, and, 7 years later, it's growing like crazy. So in about a month here, we're about to have our tryouts at the Yara Center in Moose Jaw.
Tell us about those tryouts.
Well, you know what? Like, we're going to take four teams from Saskatchewan this year, a 10U, 12U, 14U, and a 16U team. You know, our the older boys, the varsity boys, you know, a lot of the great 10s, 11s, and 12s that kind of match our age group are the ones that are trying for that. But we take about 180 kids, Ballsy, and about almost 30 coaches, I do believe, down to San Antonio in February. But the winter training program, there's a tryout period or tryout weekend, and then we train with those kids throughout the winter. And then, you know, we kind of, the icing on the cake is that we go all the way down to San Antonio and we take part in a tournament. You know, when there's 30 to 40 teams actually involved in the tournament at all the age groups.
Yeah, so, you know, and that's the thing. It's kind of the cherry on top, but it's the actual development and training process that I'm interested in here. So what does that entail here in Moose Jaw at the Yara Center? Because, yeah, it's great to go down to San Antonio for a week or whatever, get to see the sights and check out some different competition, bang heads with some other guys. But at the end of the day, you want to develop kids here in this province. So talk about the development side here.
Well, you know, that's what the program is all about, Ballsy. It's all about individual skill development. You know, the first 2 months is essentially that's all we do. You know, we implement some team stuff because the team concepts have to be there, but you know, we focus primarily, you know, on the skills that the kids don't get a chance to develop throughout their programs, whether it's in high school or whether it's in Pee Wee or in Bantam, because there's simply not enough time at practice most days. Because you're always getting ready for the games, right? Like you're doing team stuff, getting ready, you know, doing film, you know, just preparing for the next week, so that we're not under those pressures. We practice a lot of the skill developments, and you know, that's kind of where our focus has been, because that, you know, we find that it's so important, you know, to be able to tackle properly, or be able to catch the ball properly, or even, you know, route running. Those are the things that kids really need help with, and that's the missing link that we've been able to provide.
Before we get to Chris Enrico, who's waiting on the phone too, I wanted to talk to you about how we line up with the guys when we go down to the States. How does the team fare, and how do we stack up? How is our skill set compared to theirs?
Well, you know what, man? This is the super interesting thing about what we're doing. Like we hear from the province here, hey, you know what, when you guys go down to San Antonio or to Florida or to Dallas, where all the places we've been, well, you know what, it's all, you know, the competition is not that good because we do well. Like, we compete well. You know, the coaches down from the U.S., you know, and Chris will be, you know, Chris will attest to that. The coaches from the U.S. are saying, hey, you know, the competition up in Canada just isn't that good. But you know what, man, people forget that our kids are good. That we have some unbelievable athletes here, mm-hmm. You know, and we compete so well down there. We coach them well, and our kids are really good. And which seems to be forgotten, kind of in the mix here, is that we just don't give our kids enough credit on how good they actually are. And you know, and we don't have to go all the way down to Texas to prove that. Like, man, you know, all you have to do is look at our our U18 team, and then, you know, the Canada Cup team. They, you know, they were national champions.
Yeah, for
sure.
You
know, our 16U team went and to Guelph and kicked butt out there. They were in the finals. So the proof is in the pudding. You know, we're putting out some unbelievable athletes. Now, whether people in Saskatchewan choose to believe that or not is totally irrelevant. All I can tell you is that the kids believe in themselves. We believe in the kids, and our coaches believe in the kids, and the parents believe in the kids.
Okay, so how would you answer this, Delco, if people were saying, wow, you're just trying, like, now you're trying to, you know, isn't it great to keep our kids in Canada? Now you're sending them down to the United States. How do you answer that criticism? Like, because you said at the start of this interview, you're not trying to forget about Canada. You're just trying to open up the doors for kids all around.
You know what, man? I was thinking about this all day, and I'm going to myself, you know what? Before 1954, nobody had ever run the four-minute mile. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody had ever run the four-minute mile until Bannister did it in 1954. Since then, 20,000 people have run the four-minute mile. Kids in high school are running it. The same thing, the same concept applies here. It's absolutely the same concept. Why do we have to limit our kids to stay in Canada when there's 115 Division I schools in the U.S. that they can go to, or 150 Division II schools? There should be no reason why our kids have to be limited to Canada.
Yeah.
And you know what, man? But if that's what they choose, if that's what they choose to play, you know what? We're all for it, and we will absolutely do everything we possibly can to make sure that they can play in Canada.
So,
however,
yep.
Why limit the kid and to his options? And when we know the potential and the abilities that some of these kids actually have here.
All right, Zelko Stefanovic joining us for the South Sask Selects. Now, in order to get kids, into the United States, you need a contact, and we're on the phone too with Chris Enrico. I think I pronounced your name wrong at the start of the podcast, but that's my one mistake for this interview. I'm done with mistakes.
All right, Bobby.
So, Chris, you're down in San Antonio, Texas. Where do you come into play in this whole project, so to speak?
Well, I'll kind of give my background really quickly, Bozzy, and then it kind of tie it into some players that I've watched grow into the years and then how it all ties back to Zelko and to Canada. Mm. As you said, I'm here in San Antonio, Texas. You know, my father was a head football coach at Central Catholic High School, coached there for over 40-plus years. And there was a time where I wanted to, you know, to go into coaching. Until I met a gentleman who had a major recruiting company in Texas, and I quickly found my passion. And so we pretty much were working directly for the SEC, Big 12, not only all the, you know, the D1 schools, but also junior colleges. So if a kid didn't have grades right away, we could still put him in a junior college.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously, you know, place kids in a D2 because not everyone's a Division I player. And I also liked it because you're not confined to one place, not one high school. You can actually help kids from different parts of the state. Well, here we are 10 years later, and out of the San Antonio, Houston, and South Texas region, 63 of, and I still call them kids, but they're grown men now, 63 of these kids that, you know, I helped personally get into universities are now either in the NFL or the CFL.
Mm-hmm.
312 now are in Division One. Made it to Division One universities, and to watch each of these kids develop differently was amazing. Because out of those kids, there's obviously the big time guys like your Johnny Manziels, Landon Collins, who ended up being a perennial Pro Bowler for the Giants. He's a starting safety there.
Right.
But then you have other guys that you see develop differently, like a Marcus Davenport that came out of San Antonio. He was recently a first-round draft pick out of the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that kid personally go from a 6'6", 190-pound sophomore in high school to now he is a grown man in the NFL at 6'6", 275 pounds. And, you know, they traded away a lot of guys. You know, they really are placing their faith on that guy. And to see how he's developed
mm-hmm.
Is absolutely intriguing. And there was a guy that reminded me of Marcus named Marlon Smith. And Marlon Smith actually now, he played with the Ottawa Red Blacks for 3 years.
Right.
And now recently just got signed to the new NFL Alliance franchise here in San Antonio, which is paying pretty good for him. But he actually, when he was in Canada, he told me about Zelko and the Selects program.
Interesting.
He said, you know, Chris, And so he told me, he said, Chris, there are some kids out here in Canada that I believe can play at the highest level. And so when Zelko came down with his Selects program in February, he had a kid by the name of Ethan Vibert. And Ethan Vibert is a kid, folks, that I'll tell you right now, when I first laid my eyes on him, he looked like a big old country boy from Texas, you know. Looked like he never missed a day at the dinner table. And but he knew nothing about American football. And you get to, you know, we started showing him some film of some American players that I used to cut that are now in the NFL, and almost showing this kid that, look, you're doing some of the same things that these guys are doing. Mm-hmm. And now here we are. That was in May, that this process, late May, early June, and now this kid, this was the first kid that we've really worked with, and he has gotten four Division I offers from NCAA universities. So Zelko is right. What I see here from a United States standpoint, a lot of the kids here in Canada, they have a lot of talent, but it is very raw talent. You see that compared to the United States, there are some big guys here in Canada that are just naturally strong. I mean, some kids are loading Christmas trees onto trucks for jobs. Are you kidding me? That's a little different than we have here in the States. So, but with that being said, you turn on the film and you see some unbelievable stuff. And let's also take into account that Canadian kids have a lot of advantages playing on a bigger field, especially the ones that have the opportunity to go Division I football here in the States, because once you start to shorten that field, because the American field is much smaller than the Canadian field, it becomes a lot easier for Canadian kids then to succeed, I believe.
Let me stop you, Chris, Enrico. I want to ask you this. So I've heard this analogy. Because I've sent my kids' tape down to my buddy John Ryan, who's a punter for the Seahawks, or was, and of course from this town here. And he said, hey, looks good on film. What you're going to hear from American coaches is this. Looks slow because you're running around on a wider field. And John's analogy is, if you put a bunch of minnows in a fish tank, it's going to look a lot faster than if you put a bunch of minnows in the ocean, right? So it's just, you know, do you have coaches look at the film and say it looks slow, but they just, you know, it doesn't really translate good when you're on a bigger field? You know what I mean?
Well, the good thing about, you know, I guess my relationship through these 10 years with these Division I coaches, not the Division I, any coach, Division II, Division III, you get to, some guys may not like a player, and they may not fit a certain scheme, for instance. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that, because you don't want a coach or anybody to waste a kid's time. For instance, you know, there were some coaches that thought that Ethan Vibert, for instance, you know, and they said that, you know, they thought that he got off the ball a little bit late. And then there's some other guys from big-time D1s that are just like, oh, my goodness, this guy's first step is unbelievable. But for whatever reason, some guys may see the same thing. Canada kids, though, what I'm actually intrigued about, and if we're going to talk about your son in general, another Ethan, by the way, there's some kids in Saskatchewan that actually, you can just tell, in the camp setting, that's what really helped Ethan Vibert really stand out, because there's some coaches that maybe said, oh, but what about the competition in Canada? But now these kids are getting an opportunity to actually go to these camps and perform one-on-one against American guys in front of American coaches, and that's where a lot of these offers came as well.
Okay, Chris, Enrico, one last question for you. So how does this work in the process? Like, they go through Zelko to get to you, and I'll get to you in a second, Zelko. So what do you do for the kids? Like, do you break down film? Do you make highlight tapes for them? What is your job? What do you do?
Well, the great thing about what Zelko's organization has done is it actually makes it easier for me now. Yes, I do all of those things that you've just spoke of. So I'll actually go through game film, and we will make sure that we cut the best possible tape for your child, and we send it out, more importantly, to the people that hand out the scholarships, including the Canadian, because sometimes Canada will be the best fit for a kid. And if the, and we're not trying to get everybody out of Canada. As a matter of fact, the odds are saying that most of the the numbers show that most of the kids will stay in Canada. Mm-hmm. But if it can give them the best opportunities and the most opportunities in Canada, then by all means, that's still in the best interest of the player. But what Zelko also, what the selects also have are camps in the winter. And so another great thing about these camps is you actually get to see the best of the best players in the province compete against each other. And now we'll actually have scouts out there that will actually look at these kids, and we will start to develop those guys and identify those kids too. Mm-hmm. And from there, help them out. And whatever the family, whatever is best for the family and for the kid, that's what we'll do. Because again, if a kid doesn't want to play in the States, then by all means, if a kid doesn't want to do it, then he'll never be successful. So it's just about finding the right place for all the kids. But I tell you what, the landscape of Canadian football is really changing, and organizations like this and the platform that you're given as well is really taking the game to a next level.
Well, this podcast is growing the game. We're hoping to do that in the province and then and beyond, obviously. And Zelko, just to wrap up with you, so if people want to get hooked into your South Sask Selects program out there at the Yard Center in Moose Jaw coming up here in the next little bit, how do they do it?
Oh, they just have to register through selectfootball.com. Come out to our evaluation camp and see what it's all about. It's totally different than what they're used to. I mean, you know, there's a lot of, obviously we don't shy away from the hitting because I think that's an important part of the game. But I mean, if they want to see where they stack up against pretty much all the best kids in the province, you know, that's the place to go. So, I think our evaluation camp is, 17th and 18th of November. But it's all on our website, selectfootball.com, and all of the information is actually on there on the recruiting thing, on the camps that are coming up in this winter and then in June, and of course on all the coaches that we're going to be having in our program.
All right, that's Zelko Stefanovic and Chris Enrico in San Antonio, Texas, and this is Growing the Game with Ballsy.